The budget Governor Jim Doyle laid out last night is different than the ones he proposed during his first term. It promises more, it spends more, and it taxes more. Doyle's plan would tax oil companies an extra $1.50 on each barrel of oil that comes into Wisconsin. The governor would hire four auditors whose job it would be to make sure that tax does not get passed on to consumers in the form of higher gas prices. The governor says oil companies have charged consumers too much, and this will get some of it back.
I believe Wisconsin's consumers deserve a refund on what they have overpaid, and I have found a way to give it to them.
The governor estimates the oil tax would bring in $270 million in new revenue. Doyle also wants to tax hospitals an additional $400 million, but he says they'll actually benefit in the long run.
Other states use financing tools that generate substantially more federal money than Wisconsin receives. And I believe we shouldn't let any special interest group stand in the way of getting our fair share from Washington.
Hospital administrators have already made it clear they don't like the idea of being hit with an extra tax. The governor asked the legislature to approve a $20 increase in the vehicle registration fee. That's $10 more than what Doyle has proposed in past budgets. Under the governor's plan, residents would also have to pay $10 more for a driver's license to offset increased expenses associated with new federal ID requirements.
Fees that could have been avoided if Washington had paid for the mandates it has imposed on our state.
The governor reiterated his support for a $1.25 increase to the cigarette tax. That would generate an estimated $500 million. Doyle said most of the money would be protected so that it would only be used on health care expenses related to smoking. The governor also talked more about his proposal to expand health coverage. That, he said, would not be expensive.
This streamlining of the program, combined with other reforms, will generate at least $40 million in savings, enough to pay the state's full share of extending health care coverage to every Wisconsin child.
Republican leaders immediately criticized Doyle's plan. Senate Minority Leader Scott Fitzgerald said GOP lawmakers simply will not agree to some pieces of Doyle's budget.
Oh, I think the Finance Committee is going to have to tear this thing apart and rebuild it. It's absolutely preposterous.
The Finance Committee's Republican co-chair, Kitty Rhodes, took particular issue with Doyle's promise to protect the money generated from taxes on cigarettes or hospitals.
That's relying on any revenue that we put forth would go into a segregated fund. Well, fool me once. We've been down that road.
Rhodes and her colleagues will get to work soon on the governor's proposal, but they'll have another test in the meantime. That's because the state needs to make some adjustments to its current two-year budget if it's going to end the fiscal year in the black. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.